The voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.
4:21 on Drive Time. What are we talking about today? We're talking about Could you ever become a vegetarian? Yeah, not have your meat fix in any way, shape or form. It comes on the back of a call from Sir Paul McCartney to say that we should make Mondays vegetarian days to help curb carbon emissions. Did you know there are over 3.5 million vegetarians in the UK? That's over 5% of the total population. I know quite a few myself, actually. Some of them very diligent. Actually, and some of them actually a little bit naughty because they sneak off and have a little bit of chicken on the side. You know, when nobody's looking? So not totally vegetarian. Over 2,500 product lines now display the Vegetarian Society's V symbol. We see them all the time. We see them more in restaurants. I've noticed them on the menu. And what about health-wise? Is it really totally healthy to be a vegetarian? And maybe not have any fish or meat at all. Different levels of vegetarianism, aren't there? Could you do it? Could you do it for 48 hours? Could you do it for 24? I need someone to convince me to go vegetarian. So online is Caroline Chisholm from the Vegetarian Society. Hello, Caroline.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. Well, I think I'm quite a healthy bloke actually, because I eat a good range of food. I love my fish. I don't go OTT on the meat. But I do like to get my choppers into a nice bit of meat every so often. So I need you to tell me, Caroline, try and convince me why you think what Paul McCartney said lately is the correct thing, and we should all listen.
Well, I think for a start, I certainly wouldn't try and convince you of anything. I think it's very much up to us to get the message out there so that people can make their own informed choices about what they eat. But okay. Certainly from an environmental point of view, it's a lot healthier to be vegetarian. You're not using as much resources. You're helping to ease the world food crisis. And obviously there's the health implications as well, that vegetarians find it much easier to get their 5 a day worth of fruit and vegetables. So, you know, it can be a very healthy diet as long as you keep it balanced.
See, I was always taught when I was down at college doing my degree that there are only certain minerals and vitamins you can actually get from meat. Is that a fallacy or not?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
It is.
No.
You can survive more than adequately without meat in your diet. In fact, if you do have a balanced vegetarian diet, you shouldn't need to take any supplements or anything like that at all. There are many ways that you can get all the protein, all the iron you need from fruits and vegetables, nuts, pulses, seeds, and a whole range of things. And
Caroline, but that sounds boring. Nuts,
no, it
pulses,
sounds boring,
nuts,
but we're talking...
It's like lions, tigers and bears, oh my. Nuts, pulses, seeds. I mean,
no, we're talking about the range of... never remotely tempted, I have to say.
Okay, my thanks to Caroline Chisholm from the Vegetarian Society.